This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. Really special to be with you for a few minutes today. Now, over the years of my Christian ministry, I've conducted a number of weddings as a marriage celebrant. Now, for me, it's a great honour to conduct these ceremonies, and they're full of words of love, friendship, and that sort of thing. But something significant happens when two people marry. They make promises to each other, vows are expressed, and I always hope that they take the marriage vows seriously. So marriage is about a commitment of a man and a woman to each other and to God. It's really an expression of love. Now, I read just recently of some primary school students who were asked what they thought love is, and they're also asked, why do people fall in love? Now, some of those responses were very interesting. And a little boy aged 8 said, well, one of the people has freckles, so he finds somebody else who has freckles too. Another little fellow aged 7 said, if falling in love is anything like learning to spell, I don't want to do it. It takes too long. And then Bart, he was 9 when this survey took part, and he said, falling in love is like an avalanche where you have to run for your life. Well, we can smile at these beautiful answers. And wouldn't it be nice if falling in love and staying in love was all that simple? Do you remember the popular play and the music, The Fiddler on the Roof? It's a story about a Russian Jew in the early 1900s, and his name was Tiva. The times were changing in those days, especially in Russia. The communists were in power, but change was also happening to the traditions of the Jewish people. For example, no longer would marriages be arranged by a matchmaker and the parents, because from then on, children could marry for love, including Tiva's own daughters. And in the midst of this turmoil from The Fiddler on the Roof, Tiva approaches his wife, whose name was Golda, and he says to her, Golda, it's a new world now, a new world. And he was intrigued because his daughters were marrying because of love. And he says to his wife, Golda, do you love me? Do I watch? She says, do you love me? Well, with our daughters getting married and this trouble in the town, you know, you're upset. She said, you're worn out. Go and lie down. Maybe it's indigestion. No, he said, Golda, I'm asking you a question. Do you love me? Well, she was annoyed and said, you're a fool. Yeah, but do you love me? Well, for 25 years, she said, I've washed your clothes, I've cooked your meals, cleaned your house, given your children and milked your cow. And after 25 years, why do you talk about love right now? Well, he said, Golda, the first time I met you was on our wedding day. I was scared, I was nervous, and I was shy, but my father and mother said we'd learn to love each other. And now I'm asking you, Golda, do you love me? For 25 years, she said, I've lived with him, fought with him, starved with him. For 25 years, my bed is his. If that's not love, what is it? But he still wouldn't give up. He said, will you love me? And she said, well, I suppose I have. Well, it's nice, he said. After 25 years, it's nice to know. Well, Tiva and Golda's love was something that they really hadn't talked about a lot, if at all. But as Golda makes clear in The Fiddler on the Roof, love is shown by what we do. Now, of course, she loves Tiva. She would say that. In other words, look at what I've done for you. My actions tell you how I feel. But we know, of course, that love is more than actions. Two people make promises to love and cherish each other. But I think it's more than that. The Bible talks about love and in the Greek word agape, A-G-A-P-E. That's a love that comes from God. God is love. His divine love is very real. So it's not just an emotional kind of thing that can change from one day to the next. But it's like what the Bible says in 1 John 4. Let us love one another, for love comes from God. And if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made perfect in us. Captain and Tennille sang the song, love will keep us together. True, up to a point, but what kind of a love are we talking about? Well, the Bible has the greatest words here. Love must be sincere. That's what the Bible says. It's the opposite of self-centeredness. So we can take time to discover God and the special love that can be ours. So have a look at 1 Corinthians 13 in the New Testament, and that really is all about love. Well, Heavenly Father, today we thank you for that special love that brings a man and a woman together, and we thank you for the vows that are made, and I pray you'll bless all married couples. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.